should have done that in the beginning, because they knew that well it's going to take longer than a couple of 3 days to fix the berth. What they're doing now is diverting all the traffic from Holyhead back 2.5-3 hours back to Birkenhead, or back out over the top, or go to Ross Lair, which is from Holyhead to Ross Lair, or to Pembroke, or down there. Like, you're looking at another 5-6 hours driving. Like, and that's all cost to the Holyhead that's not getting that money back.
Yeah,
it's cost a wee fortune.
You know, it's going to be very hard, isn't it, to clear the backlog of stuff looking to go from Ireland to Britain and Britain to Ireland.
It is going to be tough, and there's a lot of hauliers at the moment. Like, I'm sending stuff out to the continent as well. Like, and thank God I'm working with professional people. Like, and they're doing the job the best they can, and I can understand. But the ordinary person doesn't understand. And what I said back in 2008, the time that the diesel protest was, within 3 to 4 days, no lorries moving in Ireland, there'd be nothing on the shelves. Mm. And now it's coming to truth. Now it's actually 2 days to 3 days, and there's nothing hardly moving. And the frozen goods has been held up going over and coming back. And the extra cost, like, I know for a fact that one person had to send a lorry out to the continent there, and they had to double man it, which they had to pay for an extra driver. Plus, they had to go the long way around, which the whole run, he's told me, has cost him €2,780 in total.